All right, we continue Siman Kuf Chav Beis. Last week, the last thing we learned was Siv Gimel, and then we're ready to go to Shach Siv Katan Beis. So we're going to pick up at Shach Beis. Kuf Chav Beis is in very many ways a rundown of a lot of the parts of Yeridaya that are nogeya to giving a hechsher or to shilas in the kitchen. And it's very nice because it has a lot, very nice, everything's nice, but it's very nogeya because it has like a kitzer of all of the rules, and Siv Gimel was a kitzer of the rules of Dov HaCharif as their most nogeya. So we learned in Siv Gimel that in the Ramah and Siv Gimel that when you have a Dvarim Charifin, you don't say the rule of Noisim Tam Lefgam, meaning that a Dov HaCharif, a sharp food, turns a bliya from a keli and a ben yaymai into a ben yaymai. So that if you have a keli and a ben yaymai, it can't ask a food. The exception is a dava charif, a sharp food. And as I said today, I don't think it's in style so much, a dava charif. I mentioned borscht last time. I see by sugiv dava charif, they mention borscht by name as a type of dava charif. I don't know if it's a type of borscht that our parents used to eat. I never ate it, but it was a Pesach food, the sour cream and borscht, so I'm aware it exists. I'd like to learn with you Shach Beis, but with the following very important background. There are a handful of heterim that a Rav has to be aware of. I've told people in the past that you just learn, if you want to be a Rav, I'll write down the 100 common shilas that keep on coming up all the time, and basically the same shilas in the house, and in a frum household, the same type of shilas that come up. So they're asking me when I'm going to write the 100 shilas already. Alright, so Mr. Shem, I'll get around to it. But in Dov HaCharif, the most common Dov HaCharif shila that comes up involves a Dov HaCharif. Most people don't have Trefa Kalim in their house, at least not willingly or knowingly. It's all Fleshik Similahiks. So Shaila comes up most when you take a Dov HaCharif, like an onion, and you cut it, let's say, with a Fleshik knife, with one min knife, and later you take that Dov HaCharif and you cook it in a Milchik Kekeli, or then cut it with a Milchik knife. And so the Dov HaCharif is exposed to both milchis and fleishiks. And being that it's a dava charif, you don't have the ena binyayme heter. And therefore, the shilas, these are the typical shilas that come up. Now here, there's a very important chavis das, in Simit Sadik Vav, I think it's Sivkot and Hay. It's a relatively short chavis das. It's a little confusing about how to pask, and I'll tell you why. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because I'd like to see if Shach Beis might be a raya one way or the other. Okay, Chavis Das deals with one specific shaila. It's not complicated all over the place. A very specific shaila. Someone cut a Dov HaCharif with a knife of one min, let's say a fleshig knife, and then put it into a parava, we would say a parava blender. And then the Shach says a parava mortar and pestle, where you're grinding it. So an onion, a dava charif, when it becomes fleishik, it doesn't have all the coolest. It's not considered a nap or not. It's considered the gufa isra, the gufa din of fleishik. So he doesn't say, because usually a dava charif we're not mechalik between ben yaymei and not. So even let's say it's a ben yaymei from fleishik. What? Even, well, we'll see in a minute. Whether it's for yaymei or not from fleishiks, and you cut an onion with it, and then you grind it with a mortar and pestle. In our words, you would say you have a parava blender, a parava any type of machine, and you cut the onion with a fleishik knife and threw it into the machine, and the machine cut it up again. So you have a duchas sakina by dava charif, which causes bliyas to come. So the question is, did you turn the power of a machine now into a, did you make it fleishik? Now, that's the question. In other words, we have a chumrah of davar charif that is like the guf ha-davar. If it's iser, it's like the guf ha-iser. If it's like basar, it's like the guf ha-basar. If you cut an onion with a fleishig knife and it will fall into milk, you would have to throw it away. It would has a hit of fleishigs. So the question is, when the davar charif takes the bliya from the knife, and it's nischadish, it's refreshed in the onion, could that now asa things as if it's the guf of a davar fleishig? See, so the whole Chavis Das is about 7 or 8 lines. He says the following. He says, the Magen Avraham, in Simen Tuf Nun Aleph, asers. He says, if you cut an onion with a fleishig knife, it's like flesh. And later on, you grind it with a pair of a utensil, that becomes fleishig. The whole thing becomes there's no kdei klipa because you're grinding it up. You're getting all the bliyas out. The Magen Avraham asks. Then he says that the Even Ha'ezer, which is printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, argues, and the Even Ha'ezer says a very specific lomdis, which is a metzias lomdis. So you'll all hear it. The Even Ha'ezer says the rule of davar charif, being the chadish bliyas, is only that you have an old bliya and a weak bliya in a knife. When you cut a davar charif, that bliya is considered a real bliya in the onion. So you can understand two ways. You can understand that it somehow changes the bliya into a fresh bliya, which is apparently how the Magen Avraham understood. The Even Ha'ezer says no. The bliya is a weak old bliya, but the mitzias of a davar charif is that in the davar charif you're able to taste it. In the davar charif, it's recognizable. When you salt something, it brings out the taste. A davar charif brings out taste. That's only in the davar charif. If later that bliya goes from the davar charif into a mortar, a pestle, or it goes into a blender, it's still an old, weak bliya. And therefore, it's only in the davar charif that it's refreshed. It's only in the davar charif that it's like the gofes. When it comes out of the davar charif into something else, then it reverts back to being an old and weak. Weak, I mean, zanaparnat is a weak bliya, and abiyami is an old bliya. It reverts back to its old self. It's only in the davar charif it's a problem. So if you take the onion and you were to mix it into a milchka soup, it'll be a problem because you're eating the onion, which has flesh and milk in it. But if you're throwing out the onion, you're only talking about the keli. The Even Ha'ezer is makel on the keli. Now it's machlokes Magen Avraham and Even Ha'ezer. On that, the Chavis Das says loy hayatzarach lezeh. He agrees with the Even Ha'ezer, and he says, I have a second reason to be matir, because ein bliya yaitza ma'icha l'kli b'lai raitiv. He holds that even a bliya in a keli doesn't come out without raitiv. So he says, I have a second reason to be meikel. But he's masking to the Even Ha'ezer's reason. The Even Ha'ezer's reason is a very broad kloliistic rule that the chumra of davar charif is only in the davar charif, but not, it can't ask the other keli. So this is his rule, the Chavis Das's rule. So the way you're expressing it sounds like how the Magen Avraham holds, that it turns the pogum taste into a mishubach dikah taste. And the Even Ha'ezer, the way I understand, I couldn't look up the Even Ha'ezer, the old Shulchan Aruch all had it in the back, those big heavy ones, and these Shulchan Aruch don't have it in the back. Even the Eitzar HaChachma, the one they have there, doesn't have it in the back. So I couldn't look it up inside. But I could look it up at home. I have a big, heavy one in the house, which I don't use. I bought a smaller, lighter one that's handy, but I could always look it up in my phone, right? But it seems Even Ha'ezer's arguing with that Nakuda. That's why I remembered Even Ha'ezer. He owes, it doesn't turn the bliya into mishobach. It's just a pogum de kablia in a davar charif is tasteable. So it's only in the Dava Charif and not when it comes out. It's a pogum taste doesn't mean it's sour. It means it's weak. It's a weak taste. It's not bad. It just got old. It's weak. Napranah has a weak taste, and it's an old taste. So when you salt something, it brings out taste. That's the nature of salt, of a Dava Charif. What? Pogum Yishvach means it doesn't give a good taste. There are pogums that are bad, that spoil things. But you can't eat the onion. The onion has fleishiks in it and melchiks in it. So we'll talk about it. Yes, you could. We'll see that in the Shach, yeah. Now what's confusing about it, yeah. Okay, there are two chumras of Dava Charif. One chumra of Dava Charif is that an Eina Ben Yaimai is like a Ben Yaimai. And that's okay even to Treifis, because Treifis, Eina Ben Yaimai is Mutter, and if it's a Dava Charif, it's Asur. That's one chumra. The other chumra is, like you're saying, Naparnat. Naparnat means when I cook macaroni in a Fleishiga Ben Yaimai pot, that macaroni is a Naparnat. It's a part of a food with a blia that was nice and tam, bar nice and tam. The taste went into the pot and back into the food. A not bar not typically doesn't asa anything b'di'evit. It's all a chatchila. If you have macaroni made in a milch kapat, you want to mix it with meatballs, the chatchila it's aser, and b'di'evit it's mutter. Not bar not is never asa b'di'evit. Doesn't asa food, doesn't asa kalim. That's the rule of not bar not. A not bar not by a dava charif, that's the second chumrah of Dava Charif, that a naparnat, a taste that went through a keli back into food, that's a Dava Charif. We don't say it's a weak taste, we say it's a taste like it's bad, and therefore it's a problem. So there are two dinim of Dava Charif, that any binyam is a binyamai, and that naparnat is also, even though naparnat at Teira usually is not. So, yeah. If you have a little Dava Charif in a soup, it's okay, because the resulting mixture is not a Dava Charif. But if you have one onion, even if it's little, and you cut it, that onion is totally Charif, so therefore it's Veileya. Little only means little in a mixture where the Charifa spreads throughout the food. But if you have an onion, or even a small piece of garlic, and you cut it, it has a din of a Dava Charif. Now, what's confusing is that I think the halacha is like the Chavis Das. Rav Palm used to pass like the Chavis Das. But it's interesting that Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Pesach just brings the Magen Avraham without comment. And Mishnah Brura seems to be Machmir. And it's a little difficult to understand why, when it's a Magen Avraham and a Mishnah Brura, why we would be Mekel, even given the Evanoizim and the Chavis Das on the other side of the equation. Now, part of it is that we're not exactly sure what constitutes a Dava Charif. The Gemara talks about a Kairit Shel Chiltis. We don't know how sharp is a Dava Charif, although it seems like onions are a Dava Charif, but that might be part of the equation. But be that as it may, it's in Halacha, I know Rav Palm was Meikel, and subsequently I saw the Mishnah Brura is Mahashmir. I don't remember if I asked him about why he's being Mekel against the Mishnah Brura, but it's Margalo Bepume, whoever learned your day about Palm, that the Chavis Das talk about Dava Charif. What comes to mind is a Beis Meir and a Chavis Das, two coolers that come to mind. And this Chavis Das I believe is Halach. Now as I'm learning Shach Beis, the Chavis Das comes to mind. Let's learn Shach Beis in the context of this Shaila. Does a Dava Charif turn something into a Ben Yaimai Legamri, or only while it's in the Dava Charif? Now, before I learn the Shach, I just have to remind you what it says in the Ramah. The Ramah said that Dava Charif, we're talking about Kalim Eina Ben Yaimai, is if you cook a Dava Charif in a Eina Ben Yaimai pot. So it refreshes the taste. But if you have a treif Dava Charif, you cook it in a pot, and you get rid of the davar charif is gone, you just have a pot with blias of a davar charif that no longer has a dim of davar charif. There's no charifus in the walls of Kelim. And that's what the Chavis Das is coming to explain. Let's see what he brings. So here you have a case of a davar charif. You cooked a davar charif in an ene ben yaymei keli. A bliya comes out into the davar charif and it's sort of refreshed. Now there's a slight gigantic difference as to which girsa you want to have here. But we'll go with what our printer assumed is the Ika Girsa. I don't see where that star, that asterisk goes. It goes on to the Matiyanison, is it? What?
You have it on the Sefer.
You have it?
Right before the
Groh. Oh, right before the Groh. Yesh Garsin Achak, Nira Beretiv, Yesh Garsin Teich. Okay. Mitzvah Lahachriya, it says. Let's read it the way it's bracketed by us. So you have, it sounds very much like our shayla. You cooked a davar charif, it went into kederi shabasa. Vakach is bishlu by chalav toich meis leis. It's a bigger kula. You cooked milk toich meis leis. Hamaychol mutter. V'loy amrina na charifa shebekdera oisa shemaflid achshav l'shvach. You don't say the charifus that went into the pot now comes up in his Mishabeach, Adkan. So what's he saying? He's saying that if you have a davar charif in a kedera, basa she'ena ben yaymai, it's very similar to the Chavis Das. Chavis Das wasn't talking about cooking, he's talking about cutting. You start off with a davar charif in a kedera shalbasar, or you have an onion with a knife shalbasar, and you cut the onion with a knife, or you cook the food in a pot. The davar charif now got, in the Chavis Das case, it got the taste from a knife. In the Shas case, it got a taste from a pot. So it went into the davar charif, b'kder shel basar, and then you got rid of the davar charif, and only left with the blias that are in the kedera. Even toich me'es me'es ha'maychol buta. You don't say that the charifus turned the ena ben yaymei bliya into a good bliya, and now went back into the pot as a refreshed bliya. We don't say that. So according to this girsa of toich meis leis, it would seem to be a raya to the Chavis Das that even though the charifus was mechadish the taste of the pot, the taste of the wall of the pot, that's only when it's in the davar charif. But when it went back into the pot, it remains an old bliya. So even if you cook milk, toich meis leis, we don't care. It doesn't matter. Because it's still more than meis leis from the actual meat, even though it's within meis leis from the davar charif. So it would seem, if you gairis toich meis leis, that it would be a strong raya that it's only in the davar charif that the taste is refreshed, but now when it goes from the davar charif back into something else. The Shach says, who I did in bishul davar charif b'kder shel iser, sheina ben yaymai, even treifis. If you cooked a davar charif in a kder of iser, eina ben yaymai, kach shoa meis la'eis, b'shir zvashel b'ya davar charif, mutter. Here it says clearly, you waited more than a meis leis from the davar charif, it's mutter. Now here, by iser you say chatichan as nevela, right? If you cook iser, if you cook water in a treifa pot, the water, when you cook meat in a treifa pot, the water is just a napar not, it's not fleshic. When you cook iser in a treifa pot, we say chatichan as nevela, meaning that the water becomes gufa iser. And it refreshes the bliya. Now the pot is a ben yaymai. So here you have to wait more than meis leis, according to everyone. Shes mashal meya davar charif mutter. Chen in bishul davar charif b'der shel basa ben yaymai. Bishul acha kach. Acha meis leis, shes mashal meya basa. Afo b'she'ene meis meis, shes mashal meya davar charif. Voye ben yaymai, shes mashal meya davar charif mutter. Here he's saying very clearly that the blia in the davar charif is only nischadish in the davar charif, and not when it comes out of the davar charif. That's basically what he's saying here. However, Yagiris earlier in the Vechain, he's saying it very clearly. Vechain and Bishal Dava Charif Ekdeir Shal Basa Ben Yaymai. If you cooked an onion, a Hadava, any Dava Charif in a Mefleshig Apat, in Bishvu Achem Eis Le'esh, in the special by Habasa, Abishainim Eis Le'esh Mavai Hadava Charif, it's within 24 hours of the Dava Charif, Hayyab Ben Yaymai is with the special by Hadava Charif, Mutter. So he's saying that it's mutter. Let me try to explain it because it's a lot to jump into. Let me talk about a simpler case, and then we'll come back. Many years ago, I gave a Navi Shir that was entitled "The Most Common Dating Shilas." I spoke about, I don't remember, 5 or 10 of the most common dating shilas. I mean, yeshiva boys are dating the most common shilas. So the first shaila I spoke out, which surprised many people, is one of the most common shailas I get, boys who are dating, is when you go to a lounge, and they order a Coke. So the way it works is if you order a regular Coke, you get it in a cold Coke in a glass, which of course is mutter, even the glass is treif, it doesn't matter. But if you order a Diet Coke, so you get a lemon on the side of the glass. That's what takes out the calories, I think, right? They put the lemon, I don't know if it's a simon or a seba, but it takes out it's a sign that it's a Diet Coke. So you get a lemon. Now that lemon was cut with a treif, a knife. The lemon is treif. There's no shaila. The lemon was cut in a treif kitchen with a treif, a knife. The lemon is treif. But no one wants to eat the lemon. Let's assume it's a davar charif even, which doesn't matter because things are ben yayman in the kitchen. But no one eats the lemon. You take the lemon, you throw it out. No one's eating the lemon. But there are drops of lemon that fall into the soda. When you drink the soda, you could taste lemon. Now, if the lemon became treif, so then it should asa the Coke, because now you can taste the lemon. So this is the shaila that boys never get asked by their girls on a date, and they don't know the answer. You know, but, so they learn the whole day, but they know the answer, because they're not learning every day, which is understandable. But you're surprised the girl doesn't know the answer. Yeah, then it's okay, all right. So the answer is, it's a Taisus of Cholin, it's the last Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kofei, the last Sif. There's a rule that Ein HaNesar Yochel Lesar B'makim She'ena Yisir Atzma Yochel Leilech Sham. Now it's a very confusing sentence, but a very simple rule. The rule there is not by a lemon, but by salt. Taisa says, why does he have salt? Salt is kosher. And the salt got a blia of a davar charif into it. There's davar charif in the salt. You ground it, let's say, with something that was a davar charif, the salt has a davar charif in it. Then you put the salt in a mixture, or the lemon juice in a mixture, where it's batel b'shishim. Really, there's 60 times as much Coke as there is those few drips of lemon juice. And there's 60 times as much salt as whatever blia is there. But you can taste it. You can taste the lemon. You can taste the lemon juice, because lemon juice is a davar charif. It's a strong-tasting thing, and you can taste it. But the lemon is mutter. The lemon's not the iser. The blia of treifus in the lemon is a nesar. It's something that became usher from the treif and knife. So ein anesar yochel esar, the nesar, which is the lemon, can't asar, but makayim sheina iser atzmai yochel esar. The iser atzmai can't asar more than shishim. So the lemon, which became usher from the meat, since the meat would be batel b'shishim, it's a taste of treif and meat on the knife. So the lemon, which became usser, even though the lemon is gufa isser, now they eat the lemon, but the lemon only has the power to asaviter to the extent that if it was meat, it would asser. In other words, if those droplets were droplets of treif meat, it would nasser the Coke, batel b'shishim. Why do you taste it? Because of the unique characteristic of the lemon. But the lemon is not the gufa isser. Lemon itself is not the isser. So... So everyone asked me that. One second, I won't confuse everyone. But so that's the rule of Eina Nesar Yochel Eser B'mok Yeser Yochel Esher. That the Nesar, the lemon, can't aser where the thing itself can't aser. Okay, that's the rule of the droplets of lemon juice in the Coke. They not deliberately squeeze it in. But when you get it and some of it already dripped in, the Coke doesn't become us. It's not a machloikis, it's a machaba, nobody argues, it's a taisvis, I think kuf chesam it beis and chulin, and it's a halacha psuka. Yeah. That's a wonderful, wonderful thought, okay? It's, okay. What? Not really, because the lemon is not, there's, is when you plan to be mevatel the iser. They don't put the lemon there because they want it to drip in, it just drips in. There's no rule, right? The Taz's rule, when they used to cook the honey with the raglay devirim, they cooked honey, they still cook honey, and there are bee parts in honey, and they melt when you cook it. So it's not called Eimavan Slechatchila, because they don't cook it in order to be Mavatl. They have to cook honey anyway. In order for honey to be uniform, you always cook it. So it has nothing to, you're not doing it to be Mavatl Isser. There's no din of Eimavatl Isser. They don't put the lemon there in order to be Mavatl, it's taste in the thing. So it's just, at any rate, this is the rule. Now the question of Chanan, it becomes a confusing thing. Why don't you say Chaticha Das Nevela? The lemon is Nas Nevela Chanas, so you do say it. We say Bishari Surim, we were Ramonics. We say Chaticha Das Nevela, we do say Chaticha Das Nevela. It's a din in Chaticha Das Nevela that the thing that's Nas Nevela can only aser as far as the Isser Atzmai. It can add volume to it, but it can't add quality to the spreading of the iser. Chadir Azavel is that the gufa lemon is the gufa iser, but Eina Nesar means it can't asa more than the ability of the iser itself to travel, which is without the charifus of a lemon, and therefore it doesn't asa any further. Okay, if you want to argue about it, we'll talk about it later. But that's what Eina Nesar means. What? Right. But its power to aser others is limited to the oiser. It's nevela that if it fell into something that was less than 60, the lemon, even if it was 60 kineged, the meat, the knife, but then it would aser, because the power of iser could aser achishim. But the unique characteristic of lemon, which didn't exist in the meat, that it doesn't have. Okay. When what gets cooked? Yeah, I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying, when it's sharp. Our whole discussion is when it is sharp. Okay, people usually cut a raw lemon, a raw onion rather. What? The Mordechai says, not, we'll make a mokum hefzer. What do you care? You're Sfaradi, you guys are making a chaticha nas nevela anyway. So, okay. Yeah. You take it out. If the amount of lemon juice in the Coke is more than a 60th, it will be a problem. But the lemon itself, you pull it out. It's not hot. There's no. It doesn't go in Bekulai. Right? It's cold. It's very hard to learn the whole Yeridei in one shot. But let me explain. The rule of Chaticha Nas Nevela adds to the volume of the Isser. If I have 1 ounce of treifus, I'm not talking about chetichas nevela, it's only about treifus. I have 1 ounce of treifus, and I cook it with potatoes, a bland taste, right? So I take one ounce of treifa meat, and I cook it with 10 ounces of potatoes. Now I have 11 ounces of iser. Chetichas nevela, all 11 ounces are iser. These 11 ounces can now ask up to 60 times those 11 ounces, and that's for sure. However, if I take 1 ounce of iser and I cook it in 10 ounces of salt, and I take those 11 ounces of iser, it could still ask it till shishim. But if I put in something that's much more than shishim, and it only gives taste because of the unique characteristic of salt, then there you want the thing that became Aser to be more powerful than the Gufa Iser. That we don't say. That's the rule of Eina Nesar. The unique characteristic of the Nesar doesn't transfer to the Iser itself. So that, it changes the meat itself. It changes it to a ben yaymai. Okay. So what you're saying is where the shach comes in. The shach is saying, Eina Nesar by Eina ben yaymai too. He's saying, when you have a dove charif, and it gets a bliya from Eina ben yaymai, and that turns it into like a ben yaymai, that's only in the dove charif. But if it's going to go from the dove charif into a blender, or into a pestle and a mortar, or into a pot, it's going to lose that characteristic of the dove charif. If it goes into a keli, he's saying it's going to lose that characteristic. Okay, that's what he's saying in this shach, which sounds very much to be the Ebenezer. Now, if you want to make dakas tikka chilukim, you could. He's still about cooking. Ebenezer's about cutting. But it seems to be similar to the Ebenezer, and I don't know. I wish I had Rav Palm's notes on Yeridei and see if he meant to include this shach in his discussion. I don't. I have no idea. I have no idea. Okay, so al kaparim, this is the yeah. Well, the lemon was cut on both sides, so it's a problem. Oh, he wants to know if you cut a lemon on one side with a fleishiger knife, on one side with a milchiger knife. So the rule of duchis sakina, of pressing with a knife, is that by a dava kasha, they were jumping all over your day, but the rule is by a dava kasha, if you cut something very hard with a knife, let's see, you cut, we can argue about what's considered to be a hard thing, but you take a hard cheese, you cut it with a flesh knife. We have to push to cut. Duchid Sakina says the bliya goes to the klipa. So in your case, when you cut on one side with a flesh, one side with a melachik, each side it only goes a thin amount. But by a dava charif, we say it goes bekulai. So in the case of an onion, it's still a problem because the dava charif we say duchid Sakina goes bekulai, and by a dava kasha we say it only goes a small amount. The onion is what? Yeah. You put it to soup. Yeah, you pull it out, so if the shishim connected the onion, then you're good. Even though the onion gives taste, most soups have shishim connected, I mean, unless it's an onion soup. But if it's a vegetable soup with a little onion, or a cholent with a little onion, there's always shishim against the onion. Well, you can't eat the onion, because the onion itself was cut with a milchiger knife, and now it's bliyus of meat. The onion itself is treif. But the cases that we're discussing today are cases of pariv. What we're discussing is when you cut a lefeshka knife, and you didn't put milk into it. Afterwards, you cooked it in a milchika pot, or you ground it in a milchika keli. That's the case we're discussing. We're not talking where you cut a lefeshka knife and put it into milk, where the onion becomes basa b'chalov. It's a different story. That happens to be Siftalid. That's Siftalid. We'll see Siftalid in a minute. Yeah. We're talking, the Chavis Das and the Shach are talking, where you cut the Dov Harp became Fleishik, and now it went into another pot, yeah, or another. He's talking where you mamish took the onion and put it into milk, or you cut onion with a milk and I. So well, let's see Siftalid. We'll see in a minute, okay? Yep. The onion itself, you can't kasha food. Once food is treif, you can't put in a pot and make the food kosher. You can only kasha kalim, not food. The soup is okay, but not the onion. No, he was saying you can even eat the onion. So that's the rule of Ein HaNesar. If the onion is not iser, only because of the bliya that's in it, the onion that became Isser can Aser more than Shishin. Because the Isser itself can Aser more than Shishin. No, it's a very logical thing that the whole rule that something Aser is a kosher thing, it's not mistaken that the kosher thing should be able to Aser more than the Isser itself. It's something logical, which we'll see in a minute. Sif Dal is the rule of Chatich and Aser Neveila. I want to tell you something. The more different cases we discuss, the more everyone's going to be confused. So I can talk to you privately. You learn your day. But what I want to talk about now is the Evan Ezer's case, the Chavis Das's case, which comes up in a house where you cut an onion with, let's say, a fleshiger knife, and then you put it into a power of a blender. The question is, when the Dova Chorif that has fleshiks goes into something else, does it retain its unique Harifa's characteristic or not? And the Magen Avraham says yes, and the Chavis Das and Evan Ezer say no. The Shach seems to say no. He's saying that when you cook a Dova Chorif in a fleshiger pot, let's say you cook meat at 9 a.m. and then you cook the Dova Chorif at 9 p.m. So it's a Ben Yaymek. The Dova Chorif is really fleshig. And then the next day, 10 a.m., more than 24 hours from the meat, but less than 24 hours from the Dova Chorif, you cooked something else. You cooked milachiks. Do we say, well, the basar is more than 24 hours, so everything's good? Or do we say, well, it's less than 24 hours from the Dova Chorif? Here, it's more than 24 hours from the meat. The meat can't aser. The meat can only aser if you say that when the meat went into the Dova Chorif at 9 p.m., it was refreshed, and it was renewed, it had Tchias HaMeisim, and now the clock ticks on a new 24 hours. If you say that, then the 24 hours starts again. It sees the Magen Avraham holds that way. But the Shas says it's not that way. Shas says if it's more than May slice from the meat, and less than May slice from the Dova Chorif, the Dova Chorif does not renew the flesh. I am saying that I understand the Shach to be like the rule of Ein Anessa Yachal Eser. In the case of the lemon, the Nesar is a lemon which gives a lot of taste in the Coke. In his case, the Dova Chorif was Mechadish the Basar in the Dova Chorif and went back into the pot. I'm saying when it goes back into the pot, it doesn't Aser more than the meat would Aser in the pot. It doesn't, the uniqueness of Dova Chorif doesn't transfer to the walls of the pot. What? So in the case of Shulchan Aruch, everyone holds of it. Whether it applies here, we can sit and be done. If it's not exactly the same. So I guess that's what the Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham is saying that when you have a Dova Chorif in lemon, so it's true, the heels is totally renewed. But still, it can only ask up to Shishin. That's in Anessa. Here we're saying a step more. We're saying that when it goes in the Dova Chorif and it's renewed, and now it goes back into the keli, it loses that power of renewal in the keli. The keli is not a Dova Chorif. That's the nekuda that he's saying. Or even in the onion, when you cut an onion with a fleshig knife, the fleshig is renewed in the onion, but when it comes out of the onion, it's the same old blia. Magen Avraham holds no. When it comes out of the onion, it's renewed by itself. So you can hold in the case of lemon that it's mutter, and still hold here it's aser. There are chiluk in between it. But it's just a very similar idea. Okay, so this is the Shach Sifkat and Beis. Let's move on to Sif Dalid. We go here, come out every Sif is like a new topic. That's a whole simon in Basar Mechalav and Taruvas. Sif Dalid is the rule of Chatich Anas Nevela, which is a gigantic Arichos and Simon Tzadik Tes, and a short spell here in Simon Tzadik Dalid, and a short two-liner here. Now, before I start, I just want to tell you that Mechaber and the Ramah have wildly different opinions on the rule of Chatich Anas Nevela. So let me explain the Makar of Chatich Anas Nevela and where there's a difference of opinion. Everyone agrees that when you have a kazayis of meat And the blia of a kezayis of meat, whether through a wall or without it, goes into a kezayis of milk. So now you have a kezayis of meat and a kezayis of milk. How much issa do you have?
Two
kezayis. So now, chaticha nas nevela means that the milk itself is good gufa yisr, and the meat itself is gufa yisr. You have 2 ounces of yisr. Is that pashit? That pashit? I think it's not so pashit. If I could somehow be mevatel just the tam of the basar, and be left just with tam of chalav, what happens if I had 1 ounce of meat and 10 ounces of milk? So chaticha nas nevela means I have 11 ounces of yisr. That's the halacha. If I want to confuse you, I could say, what? 1 ounce of meat, 10 ounces of milk. What happens if I put it now into 70 ounces of pariv? So you see, 11 ounces of isser, 70 ounces of isser. I'll tell you why. Why in the 70 ounces of pariv, mevatel to 1 ounce of meat, and now I just have milk? Right? The meat is only 1 ounce, the milk is 10 ounces. So why don't I say the 70 ounces ahead is mevatel the meat? We don't say that. We say chaticha nas nevela, meaning the entire mixture, it becomes the bigger volume of both. They're both the gufa yisr. If you have shatnez and you have 1 string of wool and 100 strings of linen, so even if you're wearing just the linen on your body and the linen and the wool string is hanging on the side, it's still aser. The linen is gufa yisr. The wool is gufa yisr. As long as they cross each other, they're both aser. The milk and meat, as long as you have milk, which was crossed with meat, it becomes, that's the rule of chaticha nas nevel. Machloikis mechaber and Ramah. The mechaber holds chaticha nas nevel is unique to basa b'cholov. Or to shatnez. It's unique to guf ha'isr. What about by shari surim? I don't have milk and meat, I have nevela. I have 1 ounce of the nevela, fell into 10 ounces of I have a chicken soup, and it has 1 ounce of the nevela in it, and 10 ounces of the rest of the chicken soup. The Mechaber says, there's no chaticha nas nevela. What's it got to do with nevela? It's a unique characteristic of milk and meat. Milk and meat both become gufei yisr. That's a Mechaber shita. Ramah holds, no, amoida min ha-tayra, it's only milk and meat. Midrabanan b'shari surim, we also say chaticha nas nevela, and that's the way Ashkenazim hold. We hold that if you have 1 ounce of meat that's cooked in a soup, and it's 10 ounces of soup, and 1 ounce of nevela meat, but it's all chaticha nas nevela, it's 11 ounces of iser, and now we can aser up to 60 times the 11 ounces. That's the rule of chaticha nas nevela. It adds to the volume. Now, there's a two-line mechaber, which, if you'll chap, throws our discussion very clear. Mechaber is only milk and to meat and to milk, only basar b'chalav, which has this unique idea that the two together aser. It doesn't apply to nevela or treifis or any others. Now let's read this mechaber, which causes a lot of aggravation in the earliest achrayim. Kedera habalua mebasa b'chalav. If you have a pot that has a bliya basa b'chalav, im kadim shav alayla echad chamu bo b'mayim. If before, while it was still a ben yaimai, somebody heats water in a pot that has bliyas of basar v'chalav. The pot is basa b'chalav, it has milk and meat in it. And now you cook water in it. Chashiv kilu chazar v'nispashol bay ha'isr. It's considered as if you cooked the isr itself. The water becomes nasa nevela, and or whatever power of a thing is in it becomes nasa nevela. Umayne me'es la'es mishah shohu chama mayim, and it starts the clock ticking again from the time that the water was cooked. Mashen came b'shari surim. Mechaber holds it doesn't apply to shari surim, only basa b'chala. So zaktim shuch mechaber. By basa b'chalav, I've talked to you till now. The chavis das was when it's fleishik or milachik, not treif. You cut a knife, an onion with a fleishik knife. It's fleishik. It's not treif. There's no chaticha nas nevela on that. Here we're talking that it's treif. You have a treif pot. Within 24 hours, you cook water. it refreshes the Isser, and it makes everything Osir all over again. That's the rule of Chaticha Nas Neveh. Let me just explain it to you in English. I'll give you a simple example. Let's say you have a kitchen. You have a kitchen, and you're giving a hechsher on a kitchen. I remember once in one of the out-of-town places, they had an issue. They were giving a hechsher. Happened to be it was a bakery. They were giving a hechsher on a place, and the place was open Shabbos also. And it happened to be it was a little more complicated. There were Jews working there, but it was open Shabbos also. So they were able to give a hechsher all week. But whatever was baked on Shabbos didn't have the hechsher, because when a Jew cooks on Shabbos in Asus, but let's just make it simple, on Shabbos there was no hechsher, and the hechsher is for the whole week. So what the hechsher wanted to do is say, look, whatever's cooked on Shabbos is Asur, so Sunday you can't buy there. Because Sunday it's a Ben Yomai for whatever they did on Shabbos. But beginning Monday, whatever's baked Monday and on, that you can use. It's Eid Ben Yomai. And even if they did treifis from Monday and on, it's fine. So that cheshbin is wrong for Ashkenazim. Why? Because if Shabbos, the kelim became aser, then whatever they baked on Sunday was chatichanas nevela and also became iser. And that refreshes the iser. So now it asks for Monday. What do I do Monday? Asks for Tuesday. What do I do Tuesday? Asks for Wednesday. So that's the rule of chaticha nas nevela, that it makes new iser all over again. Mechaber holds only by basa b'chalav, and the Ramah holds by shari surim. Now, what? The water is nas nevela, yeah. What? Nevela is just a code word for iser. It means in the chaticha nas basa b'chalav, yeah. So I'd like everyone to chap. Why do I say that this bechaber causes aggravation to the shach? The shach wants a nichus basa b'chalav. It says in parentheses ayin kuf chav te simit tzadik dalet. Wants a simit tzadik dalet. Wants a simit kuf gimel. This causes him tremendous aggravation in the sheet of the mechaber. Why? I want you to chap. Why? What's a mechaber shita? You only say. Why? Why only basa b'chalav? Why not nevela? Because think. Because the basar and the chalav are both the gufa iser. That's some kosher that got a bliya. Well, when you cook treifis potatoes in a treifa pad, the potatoes are also because of the treifis. The potatoes are not the gufa iser; they are blias of iser. By basa b'chalav, the meat has taste of milk. And the meat itself becomes iser. The nature of the iser is that the gufa basar, the gufa cholav, they are the iser. It's not they are blias of iser; they're the gufa iser. So the mechaber says basar b'cholav chatichah nas nevela. The meat is the iser; the milk is the iser. Mashay kein, when you cook potatoes with nevela, the iser is only the nevela. The potato is heter, which has blias of iser. So the shach says, I don't get what the mechaber is talking about here. He had basar b'chalav going into water. That's not basar into chalav and chalav into basar. That's basar b'chalav into potatoes. Basar b'chalav into potatoes, the mechaber shouldn't hold of chaticha nas nevela. Right? The whole mechaber shita is chaticha nas nevela is the only one that both the gufa iser. So he's a very difficult time understanding this Shulchan Aruch and Sifdal. It's interesting. In Kuf Gimel, he remains in a Tzarechian. The Shach in Tzadik Dal in Chav Beis says, I'm forced to say, the Mechaber is Maida. The Chatich Hadas Nevel and Rabbanon applies to Basa Mechalov into Parava things. That Chinach Nevel does apply to Parava thing. I'm forced by this Mechaber, which is an in-between case. And that's the way he dems on. I don't know how to Sfaradik place can pass him, but it seems to be that way from what it says here. Okay. Shas Rebbe was a Perishalah. Hershel, who wrote, what's the name of the Sefer on Chumash? What? Chanukah Satira. It's a Sefer Chanukah Satira, a very skinny Sefer, but in the index, it has a list of all the Talmidim of this Reb Hershel. Amazing list. G'dayle Yisrael, and you know, there must have been a lot of fighting in his class, because he had the Shach and the Taz, I don't know, at the same time, he'd have them both in the same class, imagine, having them in the same class, but... Oh, okay. The Gra Yagimel.
What?
Look at the Gra Yagimel. This is a, like I said, it's a complicated sif. Let me mention just one or two more complicated things, that we'll try to get to something simple, because it's a little unfair to throw everybody into Fatih Nas Nevela and Ein HaNesar. But the Sugya Mesechtas Avodah Zarah of Eina Ben Yoimai, all the Rishonim that are the Paiskim that we live by, all say Eina Ben Yoimai means it's 24 hours old. So if you cook something 9 a.m., you got to wait to 9:01 the next day. Except Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam hold Linas Laila overnight is enough to make it Eina Ben Yoimai. We don't paskin like Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Mechaber here snuck in, if you look in Sif Dalid, Kedera, Belua, Basel Cholav, Im Kodim Sha'ovar, Laila Echad, Chamu Bobeimayim. Is it Kodim Beis Leis? Chod Ola Ova Laila. He sneaks in the sheet of Rashi Rabbein Otam, and the Gra makes a little bit of a fuss over it, and says that in this case, which is totally in the whole sheet of Chedich Anas Nevela, you can be Seimach on Rashi Rabbein Otam. Makes a whole binyan out of something that most of the Farshim here didn't seem to take the time to notice. What? Yeah, so he's saying that it's interesting. The water was cooked kaidim shava laila. Meaning the water was cooked after laila, you'd be makel, but if cooked kaidim shava laila, then you need a meslais afterwards. That's what it's saying. So, okay, it's... Whatever the grub means, it's just I think it's a little too much. But Gra Yudalid also points out the Mechaber Amos Machloikis. In Gra Yudalid, he points out Kishitasai, the Mechaber Shita is they nas nevel b'shari surim. Ramesh Ksavti Kuf Gimel Dav Hagam Moida Kimin Diyesh Mekilim B'Lav Hachi. It bothers the grub why the Ramah doesn't say anything here, as he says when they are tzurufim, the Ramah is Moida, you don't say it b'shari surim. So if it would be a bli of meat, we would not say that it's refreshed, because the bli is still a 12-hour-old bli. It goes back in; it's still a 12-hour-old bli, and it, when it's 24 hours from the original cooking, it would be mutter. If you know the chetich nas nevela, you have a chaza pot. You cook potatoes. Potatoes are rasa, but the pot still counts 24 hours from the original. It doesn't refresh, right? But Dov HaCharav might refresh it, but not a Dov HaCharav, for sure it does. Okay, so these are these two heavy sifim. Let's just take a look at Sif Hei. Isser Muit, Shenivla Bekli, Shedarka, Ishla Yishtamish Bay, Beheta Muit. Now, listen to the case. Isser Muit, Shenivla Bekli, a small amount of Isser. Let's imagine a spritz of Isser, that's absorbed in a kli, shedarka ishlelish tamish by beheter muit, b'kdei sheitein zeh tam beheter. Now, this could come up in your house anytime. You're cooking cholent, and a spritz of cholent, which is fleishik, falls onto a milchi kapat. Now, pashtus, it's a milchi kapat, a fleishik ablia, it's a spritz from a kli rishon. Sometimes the milchi kapat is on the stove also. You know, today the boys come, they ask me, we rented an apartment, only has one stove, what do I do? I tell them, we all grew up in apartments that only have one stove. They think it's like halacha, you have to have fleishik stove, milk stove. That's what you're saying. So it happened, if you remember, old chayniks before the samovars, you used to put your chaynik on the stove and the cholent next to it before the crock pots. Now cholent has an amazing mitzias, it spreads all over the place. Remember the blech got full of cholin, no matter what you did. And the chaynik also got spritzes of cholin done. Does that make the chaynik fleishik? Because now the milk in it has blias of meat. How are you gonna have coffee with it? How are you gonna have milk? Right, when it's on the fire, it goes through the whole kelim. So what we're learning here is the Rashba's rule of Mishtamish B'Shefa, which I'll introduce you to now, and we'll discuss again next week. Okay, today we learned Eda Nesa, we learned Chaticha Nas Nevela. Now we learned the rule of Shefa. It's the last Simon and Simon Tzadik test. The Rashba has a great kula. He says, if you have a blia, not only meat and milk, even treifas, but just a spritz, it's a small amount. Every time you use this pot, you always use it with 60 times as much. I mean, you're not going to heat up water in a chaynik unless it's a cup of water. A cup of water is 60 times the spritz. So even if the spritz is treif, and even if it's a ben yaymai, what are you worried about? It's going to be batal b'shishim. Say, we're not mevatal isser l'chatchila. Why we're not mevatal isser? Because sometimes you do it and it won't be shishim. But if the way to use this keli is always b'shefa, keli shemishtamshim b'shefa. Shefa means a great amount. So the Rashba says, if it's a keli shemishtamshim b'shefa, there's no issue, and you don't have to cash in a keli. If it's just a spritz of treifis, or certainly basar, you don't have to cash it, because it's a keli shemishtamshim b'shefa that the normal use is with 60 times as much as the gufa is. What he's saying is that the iser of ein mevatel l'chila doesn't apply, and certainly when you're cooking water in a fleishig pot, there's no din ein mevatelin because it's fleishig sinta parim, so it doesn't apply. The wall, right? We say we're not pekiyim how much bleis there are on the wall.
So,
even a spritz, right? Because the metal is not mevatelin; it's only bleis. We don't know what bleis there are in walls. So therefore the spritz makes the wall of the keli fleishik. But you're not eating the wall of the keli, you're eating the water. And zinshtamshim b'shefa, that's the Rashba's kula. Whether we rely on the Rashba l'chatchila, so I'll keep you in suspense till next week.